Change in the Weather, written by Mitchell, read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Sam was on his laptop at the table, trying to figure out if the local freak weather conditions were because of the apocalypse or something else. Dean was on his bed, flipping aimlessly through the channels on the motel TV, having complained multiple times that there's nothing on. Cass was sitting on the other bed, not doing anything much. None of them expected Gabriel to show up. Sam hadn't seen him in 2 weeks, not since his fight with Dean. So when he did, popping into the room with no warning, Dean's eyes narrowed immediately. "What are you doing here?" Gabriel stared back at him. "I want to help. Against Lucifer." His gaze never wavered, and his voice held a note that said he knew Dean wouldn't believe him, and didn't care. Dean snorted. "Yeah, right." "I do." Sam had been starting to be able to read him a little, and he saw the flash of hurt in his eyes, quickly masked. "There's no reason for you to want to help us," Dean retorted. "I can't do it just because it's the right thing to do," Gabriel demanded. Dean pretended to consider. "Gee, let's think about this a minute." "No." "Dean," Sam said, but his brother ignored him. "You can't do a complete 180 and expect us to trust it." Gabriel's eyes hardened. "Fine then," and he disappeared. Sam sighed, about to say something, but Cass beat him to it. "You should not have done that, Dean. The offer was a sincere one." "No way," Dean scoffed. "It's gotta be another trick." "It isn't," Sam protested. "He's changed, Dean." "You keep saying that, but how do you know?" "How can he prove it to you if you don't give him a chance?" Sam retorted, getting up and heading for the door. Dean let him go. Gabriel had changed. Before he'd left, he'd still been flippant a lot of the time, but he'd been becoming increasingly more serious. He'd still used his powers, but mostly to help. But Dean would never believe it. Dean still saw things in black and white. If you weren't good, you were evil. If you weren't with him, you were against him. And he was too stubborn to change his opinion once it was formed, without blunt force. Sam sighed. Maybe Cass could bring him around. He had more influence on Dean than even Sam did, and he had known Gabriel before he became the trickster. But it wasn't Dean he was worried about at the moment. Gabriel? There was a flutter of wings, and Gabriel appeared. Maybe it was because he was an archangel, but the Enochian sigils carved in their ribs didn't seem to give him any trouble. "What? Do you really want to help?" Gabriel scowled. "It doesn't matter if I want to or not, does it? Dean won't let me." "He'll come around," Sam said. "I hope." Gabriel snorted at that, but didn't say anything. "So do you?" "Yes, all right, I want to help." And there was something familiar about Gabriel's expression, but he couldn't place it. "Why?" And now Sam had it. It was the same expression Dean got when Sam forced him to talk about something he didn't want to. "Do I need a reason?" Gabriel demanded sullenly. "You have a reason," Sam said quietly. "You don't have to tell me, but I'd like to know." "It's because of you," Gabriel burst out, glaring at him. "Me?" Sam repeated, utterly bewildered. "Laugh if you want, but it's true." And again Gabriel wore an expression Sam was familiar with from his conversations with Dean. The one that said he said too much and expects to have to deal with the fallout. "I'm not laughing." If anything, he was touched. His view of angels might have undergone several radical changes in the past 3 years, but the thought that one of them cared about him that much was still unbelievably humbling. "You must be delusional. Any other person in your situation would have put a gun in their mouth or crawled inside a bottle. But you're still fighting. You still think you can win. Gabriel shook his head incredulously. If I'm delusional, then why do you want to help? Gabriel smiled ruefully. It must be contagious. Sam laughed outright at that. So are you going to be around again now? Gabriel shrugged. Dean will throw a fit. Sam shrugged. Cass will manage to persuade him. And you know, Dean, you can do things to get on his good side. Gabriel nodded. Pawn, food, his car. Exactly. I'm sure you'll come up with something. Yeah, Gabriel said, with a smile that said he had plans. And Sam? He hesitated suddenly. Yeah. Thanks. Sam's brow furrowed. What for? For showing me who I am again. I'd forgotten until... He trailed off, flushing. Sam grinned, feeling something swell in his chest. You're welcome.